This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. We're at the Hit Factory in New York because Katie Lang has a new CD. She calls it A Love Letter to Her Musical DNA. Hymns of the 49th Parallel is an album of ballads by Canadian songwriters. Some are as well known as Leonard Cohen, Joni Mitchell, Neil Young, and Katie Lang herself. Others may be a revelation to a U.S. audience, and certainly a departure for the celebrated singer who has moved so smoothly from country to pop to cabaret, and now these haunting songs from a place that's nearby her heart. We're pleased to join Katie Lang in the Hit Factory in New York City. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
What made you want to do this album?
Well, it is something that I've been mulling over for years, but it really came to the forefront when I was working with Tony Bennett and doing the American Songbook for Wonderful World. And, you know, hearing him talk about the American Songbook and how he grew up in Queens Astoria with Louis Armstrong, it made me think about my own Canadian heritage and the rich, rich musical culture that we have there. And, you know, because of Canadian content laws in Canada, there was a lot of, I heard a lot of Leonard Cohen and Neil Young and Joni Mitchell, and it was even in our social study textbooks, lyrics actually from Joni and Neil, and Leonard, so yeah. It's so much a part of my musical heritage.
Yeah. You grew up in Consort, Alberta?
Consort, Alberta, population 650.
And to place it for people who might not be familiar with Consort, it's near Red Deer, right?
Yeah, very good. I'm impressed. Yeah, it's just up from Medicine Hat, just west of Moose Jaw, and okay. Just east of Red Deer.
I think that places it well for people. So when we hear, for example, a song like Helpless by Neil Young, is there some phrasing and imagery there that speaks to you from Consort, Alberta?
Definitely. And even just being in North Ontario, I mean, it's just the lyrics and the essence of these songs are so Canadian that the geography just seeps through the lyrics and through the melodies. I just think that the environment and the vastness of the Canadian landscape is just so much a part of these songs, and that was kind of what I wanted to illuminate in the collection of these songs, is that connection between artists and the landscape.
Yeah. Could we hear Helpless now?
Absolutely.
In my
That's utterly beautiful.
It's a beautiful song.
It really is. When you sat down to put this album together, were there 20, 50 titles that occurred to you?
There were. Initially, there was probably 14. Mm-hmm. And then I felt, well, I better expand my search. And I went everything from the Guess Who to Hank Snow. And
Wow, right. Hank Snow,
yeah,
of
Hank
course.
Snow,
another,
Canadian.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
A country
yeah.
pioneer who was yeah. utterly Canadian. Yeah,
yeah. And so I did. But then when I came up with the concept for the title, Hymns of the 49th Parallel, yeah. it sort of put me back into my initial pool of songs, which really had this relationship with nature. And mm-hmm. So I actually came right back to the songs that I initially picked.
Mm. Nettlesome question. We have no content rules here.
Okay.
But there's nothing from Quebec.
I know. Well, Bruce Coburn lives in Montreal, and okay. Leonard Cohen's from Montreal. Just yeah, nothing
Leonard
French.
Leonard Cohen is the not, right.
Not,
I guess
nothing
that's what
French.
I meant. Sure. Yeah.
But from Quebec is represented.
Yeah, no, to Quebec. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That should have occurred to me. Yeah. They just happen to be better known for their English language
right,
work, to
right.
say the least. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every now and then, I think Leonard Cohen has slipped a little French in.
Yeah, he slipped a little.
Something.
Speaking of Leonard Cohen, actually, yeah. I'd like to do Bird on a Wire.
Yeah. Leonard Cohen, just one of the great songwriters of all time.
Yeah, really. I really think so. And I really sort of, it's kind of synonymous with this moment in Canada when Leonard Cohen and Pierre Trudeau
yeah.
and Margaret Trudeau was off smoking pot with the Rolling Stones. There was something very wild and cosmopolitan about Canada for a very short amount of time.
Yeah. Well, Trudeau, and to my knowledge, Trudeau and Leonard Cohen never met, although I find that hard to believe. At some point, they
yeah,
must have shaken hands.
They must have somewhere along the line.
For Trudeau, there was a kind of sense of identity, you know, of a young, dare I say it, sexy, interesting, bold leader.
Absolutely. Really, I think it was the beginning of this new pride of Canadian mm-hmm. culture, this awakening in Canadian culture. It certainly, I can't speak for anyone else, but it certainly was the moment where I went, yes, we are a separate nation. This is our culture. Trudeau, Mitchell, Neil Young, Cohen, mm-hmm. definitely.
Leonard Cohen's Bird on a Wire. Please.
Like a knight from some old-fashioned book, I have saved all my ribbons for thee. If I have been unkind, I hope you can just let it go. I swear by this song and by all that I have done wrong, I'll make it all up to thee. I saw a beggar leaning on his wooden crutch. He cried out, was never to you. Like a bird on a wire, like a drunken aim in night choir, I have tried in my way to be free.
It occurred to me as I was sitting here, the privilege of watching you, all of you folks, perform the song. Lots of great singers are reluctant to try a Leonard Cohen song because it's such a Leonard Cohen song.
They're, and Joni Mitchell, too. They're really, really hard. Leonard Cohen is really, really, really hard to sing. And Joni, too, because they're poets, foremostly. So the meter of the lyric and the phrase of the music is quite packed.
Yeah.
And plus they're indelible. Their style is just like marked so strongly on the song.
Yeah. People are reluctant to perform a Dylan song because people hear Dylan's voice every time they hear that song.
And
same with Leonard Cohen.
But I felt like it's a very, very important thing to do as a vocalist is to cultivate standards. And as a Canadian, I feel it's very important to cultivate these songs as standards. Yeah.
When did you start writing songs?
8 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but they weren't very good.
Well,
Actually, I sent it to Anne Murray.
Oh, my.
Another great Canadian.
Yes,
song. I never heard back from her, though.
I was where I was going to ask. Yeah. Well, her loss, I'm sure. Do you remember that song?
Was called Let's Try It Together. I think because I had a tremendous crush on her.
Uh-huh.
So I wrote her a song, Let's Try It Together. A bit provocative for an 8-year-old.
Do you remember any of that?
No.
I don't mean to put you
no,
on the spot.
No, actually, because I had only written the lyrics. I just wrote the lyrics and wrote her a little note saying that she had my permission to write the music to it.
Well, I'm sure she's kicking herself after all these years. She could have had that. Can you tell us about the song Simple? This is your song. This is
I wrote it with bass player Dave Pilch here. And
Dave is with us here
Dave
at the Hit Factory.
Us, yeah. It's funny because like I didn't really want to add this song to this record because obviously I didn't feel that I had the right to put myself in the company of these great songwriters. But my managers and my friends, and they said, well, just put one of your own songs on. But I thought that thematically it fits so well.
Can we hear that?
Sure.
Flawless light in her dark.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been pleased. We've been honored to be at the Hit Factory in New York with K.D. Lang, back on tour in October. Her new CD is Hymns of the 49th Parallel. And I guess if you want more information, you can come to our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.